Welcome to Verizon's voice messaging service. If you want to leave a message, please redial the number of the person you are calling, starting with the area code. If you have a mailbox on this system, please press the pound key. Please enter a mailbox number or wait. For some helpful information, press 0. Welcome to Verizon's voice messaging service. If you want to leave a message, please redial the number of the person you are calling, starting with the area code. If you have a mailbox on this system, please press the pound key. If you have a mailbox on the service, press pound. If you want to leave a message for someone, dial the number again. If you are not calling from a touch-tone telephone, please hang up and try your call again later. Welcome to Verizon's voice messaging service. If you want to leave a message, please redial the number of the person you are calling, starting with the area code. If you have a mailbox on this system, please press the pound key. Please dial your mailbox number starting with the area code.
Matthew Furman.
Please dial your passcode.
Hi, this is an important reminder about your Verizon voicemail service. On Wednesday night, we're upgrading our voicemail system. After the upgrade, you'll have a new mailbox and your new messages will go there. To reach your new mailbox, you'll call the same voicemail access number that you do today. The first time you access your new mailbox, you'll be required to use a temporary passcode using the last four digits of your telephone number. Next, you'll need to set up your new mailbox by recording a new greeting and creating a new passcode. You'll have 30 days to access your old messages until they are permanently deleted. Until then, you can still access the messages in your old mailbox by selecting 7 from the main menu. This information and frequently asked questions can also be found at www.verizon.com/voicemail upgrade. Residential customers can call us at 1-877-784-5395. Business customers can call us at 1-800-998-6181.
You have no new messages in your mailbox. You have 2 saved messages. Main menu. To hear your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To change your personal options, press 3. Main menu. To hear your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To change your personal options, press 3. For some help, dial a mailbox number.
Matthew Furman.
To go on, press 1. To redial the number, press 2. To add another mailbox number, press 3. To cancel sending a message, press star. Record your message at the tone. When you have finished recording, press pound.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
End of recording. To send this message, press 1. To record it again, press 2. To hear it, press 3. To choose delivery options, press 4. To continue recording, press 5. To cancel sending a message, press star. Continue recording your message at the tone. When you have finished recording, press pound.
Testing.
To send this message, press 1. To record it again, press 2. To hear it, press 3. To choose delivery options, press 4. To continue recording, press 5. To cancel sending a message, press star. For delivery with urgent priority, press 1. For private delivery, press 2. For future delivery, press 3. For message confirmation, press 4. To exit delivery options, press star. Your message will be given urgent priority. To send this urgent message, press 1. To choose more delivery options, press 2. To cancel delivery options and back up, press star. For delivery with regular priority, press 1. For private delivery, press 2. For future delivery, press 3. For message confirmation, press 4. To exit delivery options, press star. A confirmation will be left in your mailbox as soon as your message is heard. To send this message, press 1. To record it again, press 2. To hear it, press 3. To choose delivery options, press 4. To continue recording, press 5. To cancel. For delivery with regular priority, press 1. For private delivery, press 2. For future delivery, press 3. For no message, you can choose a delivery date up to 30 days in the future. If you make a mistake, press star to cancel future delivery. What month do you want this message sent? Press 1 for January, 2 for February, and so on. What day in May do you want this message sent? For example, press 4 for the 4th or 10 for the 10th. On May 15th, what time do you want this message sent? For example, press 235 for 235. Press 1 for 1:19 a.m. or press 2 for 1:19 p.m. You have requested Tuesday, May 15th, 1:19 p.m. To send this urgent future confirmed message, press 1. To choose more delivery options, press 2. To cancel delivery options and back up, press star. Your message was sent. If you want to send the message to more mailboxes, dial the mailbox number. If not, just press star. Main menu. To hear your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To change your personal options, press 3. First saved message. Received Friday, May 4th, 2018 at 10:36 a.m.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
To hear this message again, press 1. To save it, press 2. To erase it, press 3. To send someone a copy of this message with your remarks, press 5. Message saved. Next saved message. Received. Automatic message playing is on. You don't have to wait to the end of the message to replay it, save it, or erase it. To replay the message from the beginning, press 1. To save it, press 2. To erase it, press 3. While the message is playing, you can back up, pause, or jump ahead by pressing the 7, 8, or 9 keys. You can skip to the end of the message by pressing 9-9. You can also control the volume and speed of a message while it's playing. To increase or decrease the volume, press the 5 key or the 0 key. To increase or decrease the speed, press the 6 key or the 4 key. After each message plays, the speed and volume automatically return to their normal settings. To cancel review and go back to the main menu, press star. Next saved message. Received Friday, May 11th, 2018 at 10:30 p.m. from
Matthew Furman. Testing 1, 2, 3.
To hear this message again, press 1. To save it, press 2. To erase it, press 3. To send a reply to this message, press 4. To send someone a copy of this message with your remarks, press 5. At the tone, record your reply to
Matthew Furman.
When you have finished recording, press pound.
Testing.
End of recording. To send this reply, press 1. To record it again, press 2. To hear it, press 3. To choose delivery options, press 4. To continue recording, press 5. To cancel sending a message, press star. Your reply was sent. Now, to hear the original message, press 1. To save it, press 2. To erase it, press 3. To send a reply to this message, press 4. To send someone a copy of this message with your remarks, press 5. Where do you want a copy sent? Dial a mailbox number.
Matthew Furman.
To go on, press 1. To redial the number, press 2. To add another mailbox number, press 3. To exit without sending a copy, press star. Record additional remarks at the tone. When you have finished recording, press pound.
Test message.
End of recording. To send a copy of the message with your remarks, press 1. To re-record your additional remarks, press 2. To hear your remarks, press 3. To choose delivery options, press 4. To exit without sending a copy, press star. A copy of the message was sent with your remarks. Now, to hear the original message, press 1. To save it, press 2. To erase it, press 3. To send a reply to this message, press 4. To send someone a copy of this message with your remarks, press 5. Message erased. End of messages. Main menu. To hear your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To change your personal options, press 3. Pressing 1 to hear your messages lets you review your new and saved messages. Pressing 2 to send a message lets you send a message you record to the mailboxes of one or more persons. Pressing 3 for personal options gives you a chance to change your greeting, your passcode, and other features. Main menu. To hear your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To change your personal options, press 3. To change your greeting or recorded name, press 1. To change your passcode, press 2. For mailbox options, press 3. For your group options, press 4. For notification options, press 5. To back up to the main menu, press star. You can record a new greeting that people hear when they call you, or you can just record your name, the name that you hear when you dial your mailbox number. You can also change your passcode. Mailbox options include choosing the language that the system uses, setting up or erasing multiple mailboxes. Group options let you create or change distribution lists so that you can send messages to several people all at once. Notification options lets you set paging, wake up, and reminder calls. To change your greeting or recorded name, press 1. To change your personal greeting, press 1. To change your recorded name, press 2. For your extended absence greeting, press 3. To review or change your busy greeting, press 4. To back up, press star. You can record a new greeting that people hear when they call you and you're not available. You can also record your name, the name that you hear when you dial into your system. You might want to record an extended absence greeting if you will be unavailable for a long period of time, to let your callers know that you will not be able to return their calls right away. While the extended absence greeting is on, you also have the option to not accept messages in your mailbox. You can even create a special busy greeting that people will hear when your phone is busy. To change your personal greeting, press 1. To change your recorded name, press 2. For your extended absence greeting, press 3. To review or change your busy greeting, press 4. To back up, press star. Your caller is now here. The person you called,
Matthew Farman,
is not available right now. Please leave your message at the tone. To keep that greeting, press 1. To record a new greeting, press 2. To choose the system standard greeting, press 3. To back up, press star. This is the greeting that people hear when they reach your voice messaging service. You can keep this greeting, or you can record a new greeting. You can also change your greeting to the system standard greeting, which is, the person you called,
Matthew Farman,
is not available right now. Please leave your message at the tone. Your caller is now here. The person you called,
Matthew Farman,
is not available right now. Please leave your message at the tone. To keep that greeting, press 1. To record a new greeting, press 2. To choose the system standard greeting, press 3. To back up, press star. The greeting will be kept. Main menu. To hear your messages, to change your greeting, to change your personal greeting, press 1. To change your recorded name, press 2. For your extended, your recorded name is
Matthew Farman.
If this is okay, press 1. To record your name again, press 2. To play your mailbox number instead of your name, press 3. To back up, press star. The recorded name serves two purposes. First, this is what you hear as confirmation when you enter the system. And second, this is what people hear if you choose the system standard greeting. For complete privacy, you can use your mailbox number instead of your name. Your recorded name is
Matthew Farman.
If this is okay, press 1. To record your name again, press 2. To play, name kept, main menu. To hear your messages, to change your greeting or to change your personal greeting, press 1. To change your recorded, extended absence greeting is off. To turn it on, press 1. To review or change your extended absence greeting, press 2. To exit greetings, press star. An extended absence greeting is a recording that is played to your callers instead of your personal greeting. The extended absence greeting is used to tell callers that you may not be available for an extended period of time. You can choose to record your own extended absence greeting, or you can choose a standard system greeting. Either way, if you set a return date, the extended absence greeting will expire, and your personal greeting will resume on that date. Extended absence greeting is off. To turn it on, press 1. To review or change your extended absence greeting, press 2. To exit greetings, press star. When extended absence greeting is on, your callers will hear the person you called,
Matthew Furman,
may not be available for several days. Please leave your message at the tone. To keep that greeting, press 1. To record a new extended absence greeting, press 2. To choose the system standard extended absence greeting, press 3. To choose your personal extended absence greeting, press 4. To back up, press star. You can keep this greeting as your extended absence greeting, or you can record a new one. You can change your greeting to the system standard extended absence greeting, which will mention your return date if you have set one. It will also ask callers to leave a message if you have message taking on, or it will ask callers to call again later if you have message taking off. When extended absence greeting is on, your callers will hear the person you called,
Matthew Furman,
may not be available for several days. Please leave your message at the tone. To keep that greeting, press 1. To record a new extended absence greeting, press 2. The greeting will be kept. Extended absence greeting is off. To turn it on, press 1. To review or change your extended absence greeting, press 2. To exit greetings, press star. Extended absence greeting is on. Your personal extended absence greeting will be played. You have no return date set. Message taking is on. Extended absence greeting is on. To turn it off, press 1. To review or change what your callers hear, press 2. To set, your callers will hear.
Hi, you've reached Matthew. I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message after the beep, and I'll return your call soon. Thank you for calling. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
To keep that greeting, press 1. To record a new extended absence greeting, press 2. To choose the system standard extended absence greeting, press 3. To back up, you have chosen the system standard extended absence greeting. Your callers will hear the person you called,
Matthew Furman,
may not be available for several days. Please leave your message at the tone. To keep that greeting, press 1. To record, the greeting will be kept. Extended absence greeting is on. The system standard extended absence greeting will be played. You have no return date set. Message taking is on. Extended absence greeting is on. To turn it off, press 1. To review or change what your callers hear, press 2. To set or cancel your return date, press 3. To set message taking while you are away, press 4. To exit greetings, press star. You can set a return date up to 1 year in the future. To cancel your return date, press star. What month will you return? Press 1 for January, 2 for February, and so on. Press a 1 or 2 digit number for the month. To back up, press star. What month will you return? Press 1 for January, 2 for February, and so on. What day in June will you return? For example, press 4 for the 4th or 10 for the 10th. You have requested June 12th. The system standard extended absence greeting will be played. You have a return date set for June 12th. Message taking is on. Extended absence greeting is on. To turn it off, press 1. To review or change what your callers hear, press 2. To set, your callers will hear the person you called,
Matthew Furman,
may not be available until June 12th. Please leave your message at the tone. To keep that greeting, press 1. To record a new extended absence greeting, press 2. To choose the system standard extended absence greeting, press 3. To choose your personal extended absence greeting, press 4. To back up, press star. Extended absence greeting is on. The system standard extended absence greeting will be played. You have a return date set for June 12th. Message taking is on. Extended absence greeting is on. To turn it off, press 1. To review or change what your caller's hear, press 2. To set or cancel your return date, press 3. To set message taking while you are away, press 4. To exit greetings, press star. To continue taking messages while you are away, press 1. To stop taking messages while you are away, press 2. For some helpful information, press 0. When your extended absence greeting is on, you may allow people to leave you messages, or you may choose not to take any messages and ask callers to contact you again after you return. To continue taking messages while you are away, press 1. To stop taking messages while you are away, press 2. For some helpful information, press 0. Message taking off. The system standard extended absence greeting will be played. You have a return date set for June 12th. Message taking is off. Extended absence greeting is on. To turn it off, press 1. To review or change what your callers hear, press 2. To set your callers will hear, the person you called,
Matthew Furman,
may not be available until June 12th. Please try calling again later. To keep that greeting, press 1. To record a new extended absence greeting, press 2. To choose the system standard extended absence greeting, press 3. To choose your personal extended absence greeting, press 4. To back up, press star. Extended absence greeting is on. The system standard extended absence greeting will be played. You have a return date. Main menu. To hear your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To change your personal options, press 3. To change your greeting or recorded name, press 1. To change your passcode, press 2. To change your personal greeting, press 1. When your phone is busy, your callers now hear, the person you called,
Matthew Furman,
is on another call. Please leave your message at the tone. To keep that greeting, press 1. To record a new busy greeting, press 2. To choose the system standard busy greeting, press 3. To delete your busy greeting, press 4. To back up, press star. This is the greeting that people hear when they call you and your phone is busy. You can keep this greeting, or you can record a new greeting. You can change your greeting to the system standard busy greeting, which is the person you called,
Matthew Furman,
is on another call. Please leave your message at the tone. Lastly, you can delete this greeting so people will hear the same greeting whether your phone is busy or not. When your phone is busy, your callers now hear the person you called,
Matthew Furman,
is on another call. Please leave your message at the tone. To keep that greeting, press 1. To record a new busy greeting, press 2. To choose the system standard busy greeting, press 3. To delete your busy greeting, press 4. To back up, press star. The greeting will be kept. Main menu. To hear your message, to change your greeting or recorded name, press 1. To change your passcode, press 2. For mailbox options, press 3. For your group options, press 4. For notification options, press 5. To back up to the main menu, press star. Mailbox options. For multiple mailbox setup, press 3. To back up, press star. You can set up separate mailboxes for family members or others who share your phone. For multiple mailbox setup, press 3. To back up, press star. What multiple mailbox number do you want to set up or erase? You can choose a mailbox number from 1 to 8. Choose a number now. To set up multiple mailbox 1, you first need to choose a passcode. To help you, we've already made a passcode for multiple mailbox 1, but you can easily change it if you want. Just remember, all passcodes for multiple mailbox members must be different. No two multiple mailbox members may have the same passcode. The passcode for multiple mailbox member 1 is 1465. To keep it, press 1. To change it, press 2. Good. Please remember, the passcode for multiple mailbox 1, it is 1465. Now you need to record the name of multiple mailbox member 1 in your own voice. Say the first and last name of multiple mailbox member 1 at the tone. When you have finished recording, press pound.
Test mailbox 1.
The recorded name for multiple mailbox number 1 is
Test Mailbox 1.
If this is okay, press 1 to record the name of multiple mailbox number 1. Again, press 2. To back up, press star. Good. You also need to record the greeting for multiple mailbox number 1. Be sure to say the multiple mailbox member's name and ask the person to leave a message. Now record your greeting at the tone. When you have finished recording, press pound.
Please leave a message after the beep. Thank you.
The greeting for multiple mailbox number 1 is
Please leave a message after the beep. Thank you.
To keep that greeting, press 1. To record a new greeting, press 2. To back up, press star. The greeting for multiple mailbox number 1 is kept. If you want to set up or erase another multiple mailbox member, press a number from 1 to 8. If not, just press star. Main menu. To hear your messages, to change your greeting or recorded name, press 1. To change your passcode, press 2. For mailbox options, press 3. For your group options, press 4. For notification options, to make a group list, press 1. To cancel group options and back up, press star. You can make a group distribution list so that you can send messages to a group of people all at once. Once you have made a group, you can change the group by adding or removing members. You can also erase an entire group or just listen to the groups you made. To make a group list, press 1. To cancel group options and back up, press star. To change your greeting or recorded name, press 1. To change your passcode, press 2. For mailbox options, press 3. For your group options, press 4. For notification options, press 5. To back up to the main menu, press star. For outcall and paging options, press 1. For wake up options, press 2. For reminder options, press 3. Your options include turning on or off your paging, wake up, or reminder calls, as well as setting up some of these calls. For outcall and paging options, press 1. For outcall notification is on. You have 500 paging calls left this billing period. To turn outcall notification off, press 1. For notification schedule, press 2. To back up, press star. Notification schedule. To change, first, outcall schedule, press 1. To set, second, paging schedule, press 2. To back up, press star. First, outcall schedule, your phone number is 518. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. First, outcall schedule, dial the phone number where the system is to call you to notify you of new messages. Your phone number is 566-2047. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. You will be accepting calls during the week from 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. You will be accepting calls during the weekend from 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. The system will notify you of any messages. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. If your schedule is correct as you have heard it, press 1. To hear it again, press 2. Main menu. To hear your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To change your personal options, press 3. To change your greeting for outcall and paging options, outcall notification is on. You have 500 paging calls left this billing period. To turn outcall notification off, press 1. For notification schedule, press 2. To back up, press star. Notification schedule. To change, first, outcall schedule, press 1. To set, second, paging schedule, press 2. To back up, Second, paging schedule, your phone number is 518. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. Paging notification is off during the week. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. Paging notification is off during the weekend. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. The system will notify you of any messages. To continue, press 1. To change it, press 2. If your schedule is correct as you have heard it, press 1. To hear it again, press 2. Main menu. To hear your to change your greeting or record. For out call and paging options, press 1. For wake up options, press 2. For wake up call is on. To turn your wake up calls off, press 1. To set a wake up call, press 2. To review or cancel wake up calls, to set a one time wake up call, press 1. To set a what day do you want a wake up call? For Monday, press 1. For Tuesday, press 2. For Wednesday, press 3. For you have chosen to set a one-time wake-up call for Wednesday. What time do you want your wake-up call sent? Enter the time for your wake-up call. For example, press 235 for 235. Enter the time. Press 1 for 8:35 a.m. or press. You will receive a wake-up call at 8:35 a.m. To choose the system standard wake-up message, press 1. To record a special wake-up message, press 2. Wake-up call, set. To set up another wake-up call, press 1. If finished, press 2. Main menu. To hear your messages, press 1. For out call and paging options, press 1. For wake-up call is on. To set a one-time wake-up call, what day do you want a wake-up call? For Monday, press 1. For Tuesday, you have chosen to set a one-time wake-up call for Monday. What time do you want your wake-up call sent? Enter the time for your wake-up call. For example, press 235 for 235. Press 1 for 3 a.m. or press 2 for 3 p.m. You will receive a wake-up call at 3 a.m. To choose the system standard wake-up message, press 1. To record a special wake-up message, press 2. Wake-up call, set. To set up another wake-up call, press 1. If finished, press 2. Main menu. To hear your messages, to change your greeting, for out call and paging options, press 1. For wake-up, you have 50 outside reminder calls left this billing period. To set a reminder call, press 2. To back up, press star. To set up a reminder call to leave a message in your own mailbox, press 1. To set up a reminder call to ring someone's phone, press 2. To back up, press star. Dial a telephone number where you want your reminder call sent. Telephone 420-6969. Record the recipient's name at the tone. When you have finished recording, press pound.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
To set a one-time reminder call, press 1. To set a daily reminder for weekdays, press 2. To set a daily reminder for weekends, press 3. To set a daily reminder for every day, press 4. To set a weekly reminder call for a specific day of the week, press 5. To back up, press star. You can set a reminder call for up to 30 days in the future. What month do you want this reminder call? Press 1 for January, 2 for February, and so on. What month? What day in May do you want this reminder call? For example, press 4 for the 4th or 10 for the 10th. What day in May do you want this? What time do you want this reminder call? For example, press 235 for 235. press 1 for 2:35 a.m. or press 2 for 2:35 p.m. The reminder call will be delivered on May 18th at 2:35 a.m. At the tone, record your reminder message to
Testing 1, 2, 3.
When you have finished recording, press pound.
This is the test message.
End of recording. To keep it, press 1. To re-record it, press 2. To hear it, press 3. To continue recording, press 5. To cancel the reminder call, press star. Reminder kept. If you want to make another reminder call, press 1. If you do not want to make another reminder call, press 2. To set up a reminder call to leave a message in your own mailbox, press 1. To set up a reminder call to ring someone's phone, press 2. To back, dial a telephone number where you want your reminder call sent. I'm sorry, that telephone number is not within your calling area. Dial a telephone number where you want your reminder call sent. To set a one-time reminder call, press 1. To set a daily reminder for weekdays, press 2. To set a daily reminder for weekends, press 3. Main menu. To hear your messages, press 1. To change your greeting or recorded name, press 1. To change your passcode, 4. Out call and paging options, press 1. 4. Wake-up call is on. To turn your wake-up call, one-time wake-up call, for tomorrow at 8:35 a.m. To cancel this wake-up call, press 1. To keep it, press 2. To back up, press star. Wake-up call, kept. Weekly wake-up call, for Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. To cancel this wake-up call, press 1. To keep it, press 2. To back up, press star. Wake-up call, canceled. One-time wake-up call, for Monday at 3 a.m. To cancel this wake-up call, press 1. To keep it, press 2. To back up, press star. Wake-up call, kept. There are no wake-up calls set by multiple mailbox members. Wake-up review complete. Main menu. To hear your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To change your personal options, press 3. To change your greeting or recorded name, press 1. To change your passcode, press 2. For mailbox options, press 3. For your group options, press 4. For notification options, press 5. To back up to the main menu, press star. For out call and paging options, press 1. For wake up options, press 2. For reminder options, press 3. You have 49 outside reminder calls left this billing period. To set a reminder call, press 2. To cancel a reminder call, press 3. To back up, press star. One-time reminder call for Friday at 2:35 a.m. To cancel this reminder call, press 1. To keep it, press 2. To hear it, press 3. To list the recipients, press 4. To back up, press star. To interrupt the list, press pound at any time.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
To cancel this reminder call, press 1. To keep it, press 2. To hear it, press 3. To list the recipients, press 4. To back up, press star. Reminder call, kept. For out call and paging options, press 1. For wake up options, press 2. For reminder options, press 3. You have 49 outside reminder calls left this billing period. To set a reminder call, press 2. To cancel a reminder call, press 3. To back up, press star. I'm sorry, but I don't understand what you pressed. Please try again. For some helpful information, press 0. To set a reminder call, press 2. To cancel. To set up a reminder call to leave a message in your own mailbox, press 1. To set up a reminder call to ring someone's phone, press 2. To back up, press star. To set a one-time reminder call, press 1. To set a daily reminder for weekdays, press 2. To set a daily reminder for weekends, press 3. To set a daily reminder for every day, press 4. To set a weekly reminder call for a specific day of the week, press 5. To back up, press star. Reminder Call offers several scheduling options. You can set a reminder call for one day only, or you can set a reminder call which will occur at the same time each weekday, Monday through Friday, or just on weekends, or every day. You can also build your own personal weekly reminder schedule by setting different reminder times for specific days of the week. To set a one-time reminder call, press 1. To set a daily reminder for weekdays, press 2. To set a daily reminder for weekends, press 3. To set a daily reminder for every day, press 4. To set a weekly reminder call for a specific day of the week, press 5. To back up, press star. Reminder Call offers several scheduling options. You can set a reminder call for one day only, or you can set a reminder call which will occur at the same time each weekday, Monday through Friday, or just on weekends, or every day. You can also build your own personal weekly reminder schedule by setting different reminder times for specific days of the week. To set a one-time reminder call, press 1. You can set a reminder call for up to 30 days in the future. What month do you want this reminder call? Press 1 for January, 2 for February. What day in June do you want this reminder call? For example, press 4 for the 4th or 10 for the 10th. What day? What time do you want this reminder call? For example, press 235 for 235. What? Press 1 for 10 a.m. or press 2 for 10 p.m. The reminder call will be delivered on June 2nd at 10 p.m. At the tone, record your reminder message to yourself. When you have finished recording, press pound.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
End of recording. To keep it, press 1. To re-record it, press 2. To hear it, press 3. To continue recording, press 5. To cancel the reminder call, press star. Continue recording your message at the tone. When you have finished recording, press pound.
Testing.
To keep it, press 1. To reminder kept. If you want to make another reminder call, press 1. If you do not want to make another reminder call, press 2. Main menu. To hear your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To change your personal options, press 3. You have 3 unplayed messages left.
Matthew Furman.
Please dial your passcode. Extended absence greeting is on. To turn it off, press 1. To leave it on, press 2. Extended absence greeting is now off.
Hi, this is an important reminder about your Verizon voicemail service. On Wednesday night, we're upgrading our voicemail system. After the upgrade, you'll have a new mailbox and your new messages will go there. To reach your new mailbox, you'll call the same voicemail access number that you do today. The first time you access your new mailbox, you'll be required to use a temporary passcode using the last 4 digits of your telephone number. Next, you'll need to set up your new mailbox by recording a new greeting and creating a new passcode. You'll have 30 days to access your old messages until they are permanently deleted. Until then, you can still access the messages in your old mailbox by selecting 7 from the main menu. This information and frequently asked questions can also be found at www.verizon.com/voicemail upgrade. Residential customers can call us at 1-877-784-5395. Business customers can call us at 1-800-998-6181.
You have 1 urgent message, 2 new messages, 1 saved message, 1 receipt. Main menu. To hear your messages, press 1. To send a first new urgent message, received Tuesday, May 15th, 2018, at 1:19 p.m. from
Matthew Furman.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing.
To hear this message again, press 1. To save it, press 2. To erase it, press 3. To send a reply to this message, press 4. To send someone a copy of this message with your remarks, press 5. Saving a message saves it for 30 days. Then it is automatically erased. You can have a total of 50 messages at a time. Reply lets you record a response to the message. You can also send a copy of this message to another mailbox. To cancel and go back to the main menu, press star. To hear this message again, press 1. To save it, press 2. To erase it, press 3. To send a reply to this message, press 4. To send someone a copy of this message with your remarks, press 5. Your message will be saved for 30 days. End of messages. Next new message. Received Tuesday, May 15th, 2018 at 1:17 p.m. from
Matthew Furman.
Testing.
To hear this message again, press 1. To save it, press 2. To erase it, your message will be saved for 30 days. Next new message. Received Tuesday, May 15th, 2018 at 1:18 p.m. from
Matthew Furman.
Test message.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
To hear this message again, press 1. To save it, message erased. End of messages. Receipt for message sent at Tuesday, May 15th, 2018 at 1:19 p.m. to
Matthew Furman.
All recipients have listened to your message.
Matthew Furman.
Tuesday, May 15th, 2018 at 1:54 p.m. To hear this receipt again, press 1. To save it, press 2. To erase it, press 3. Your receipt will be saved for 30 days. End of messages. First saved message. Received Friday, May 4th, 2018 at 10:36 a.m.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Message saved. End of messages. Main menu. To hear your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2.
Matthew Furman.
Please dial your passcode. Please dial your mailbox number starting with the area code. Welcome to Verizon's voice messaging service. If you want to leave a message, please redial the number of the person you are calling, starting with the area code. If you have a mailbox on this system, please press the pound key. The person you called,
Matthew Furman,
is not available right now. Please leave your message at the tone. If you want,
test mailbox 1.
Press 1 if you want.
Matthew Furman.
Just wait for the tone. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To erase and re-record, press 2. To listen to your message, press 3. If you want to send your message as urgent, press 4. To continue recording, press 5. Your message has been sent as urgent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.